It's good to be out there. I'm preparing for this week. Excited for Sunday. Definitely. It's been a long time, so I'm excited to play.
Now, and do you feel, you know, even though you've been kind of like standing around a little bit in our eyes,
yeah.
Are you ready to go?
I'll be ready. It's always tough when you have some time off, obviously, and I had an extended amount of time away from practice. So I'm just getting back, getting my feet wet, getting back to playing football. But come Sunday, definitely be ready.
Do you feel like it'll be difficult to get a rapport with Brandon since you didn't go through much of camp, or will that just come naturally?
Well, that's why we have OTAs. You know, that's why we have all the stuff that we had before. Obviously, you can't make up for lost time. Anytime you miss time, you're not getting those reps. But that's why we're professionals. That's why we come out here and practice now. And the most important thing now is, taking those reps that I take now and improving it and getting back and getting ready for Philadelphia.
Has he told you that he didn't play with a tight end in college?
He didn't?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
See, we didn't know that. If we would have known that, maybe we would have not have drafted him. we're going to have to teach him. We're going to have to teach him about the tight ends. But, no, he's good. He's done a great job, and he's doing a good job spreading the ball around, and things are going to be fun.
What do you think about the tight end position in general this season
for
you
us?
Guys?
Well, it looks a little different than in the past years, but we all can play, and obviously the coaches want us to be here. It's going to be exciting, and wherever we fit in the offense, my offense is always evolving, and there'll be plays for all of us, to make plays. So the important thing is getting that practice in and making those plays when my number gets called.
Ben, you're not old in real age. We all know that. In this locker room.
In this locker room, my three-year-old's old. I mean, golly. We are a young team. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Don't go on. That was what I was going to ask you. How do you feel about this? I mean, youth is great, but yeah.
Winning is very important, whether you're young, whether you're old. It's all about winning, and it doesn't matter if we have a young team or an old team or if you're a young or old player. You know, once we get out there on Sunday, it doesn't matter how old you are. You have on that Browns uniform, so whether you're 22 or 32, it doesn't matter. Our job is to go out there and make plays and win the game.
I'm a little surprised at how 24 guys on this team are 1 year or less.
Yeah. Well, it's a tribute to them, number one, that the coaches felt confident in them and confident in what they bring to the table and the fact that they can help our team win. The job of the coaches is always to put together a team that they feel gives them the best chance to win a football game. So our coaches make decisions and they make moves that have that end in sight. So the players that are here are the players that our coaching staff felt would give us the best chance to win games.
Being a veteran, though, what do you say to the skeptics that say you can't win in the NFL with such a young team?
I haven't heard those skeptics. I haven't heard them. So I don't have anything to say to them. Again, it's a matter of making plays when you're out there. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are. You know, if there's confidence that you can make the plays, if there's confidence that, these are the right guys, then we put our team out there and we make plays and we win. You know, there's no excuses about age or old or young.
Ben,